This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. When President Bush traveled from the U.S. to India this week, he was tracing the path of countless Indians. Most went in the opposite direction, seeking better lives in the United States. And now some are going home again. They're taking the wealth or education they gained in America and trying to improve the country where they were born. Taken together, their journeys could mean as much as any leadership summit. Mandy Cunningham reports on one man who went from the boardroom to rural India.
Sam Singh lived the American dream. He climbed the corporate ladder and became a senior executive with the multinational DuPont Corporation. He travelled first class, stayed in the smartest hotels, and rubbed shoulders with world leaders.
Life was really good. Life was excellent for me. But there comes a time in life when you talk something more than having fun, and that is what you are going to leave behind.
What Sam wanted to leave to posterity was a school for girls in his ancestral home in northern India. At the age of 60, he left his family in Washington, D.C., drew out $500,000 from his bank account, and set off for rural Uttar Pradesh, where his family were once feudal lords.
Punjabi Sindhi Uni Rani Maratha.
5 years later, Sam has built his school. It stands amid sugarcane fields on his family's estate, close to the banks of the Ganges. But despite this fertile land, this is one of the poorest parts of India. Unemployment is high, literacy rates low. Sam says the benefits of India's boom have yet to reach these parts.
80% of India lives in rural India. And rural India, you look around yourself, what their poverty level is. You don't need any rocket science to just look at the family and you say, my God, how they're surviving.
And according to Sam, it's women who bear the worst of the hardships.
Wherever you have macho man, abuse of female becomes almost automatic. You will be mistreated as a daughter, you will be mistreated as a mother, you will be mistreated as a wife. Whatever role you have, you will be mistreated.
In addition to doing academic work, the girls at Padada Padadi School learn crafts which will eventually give them financial independence. The products the girls make are sold and the money is ploughed back into the school. Sam says that if things run on schedule, within a couple of years, sales should cover the school's entire running costs. Sam Singh's philosophy is straightforward. If you educate the mother, you educate the family. And the message is slowly getting through. 15-year-old Lakshmi Giri is one of the students.
I would have got married by now, but I've made up my mind that I want to study and to support myself and stand on my own feet. And until I get a job, I don't want to get married.
But in this area, it's long been considered to be a waste of time to educate girls. And you don't change centuries of tradition overnight. Lakshmi's parents still come under pressure from friends and neighbours to take her out of school.
They don't say anything to me, but they keep telling my parents that she's growing older and why does she go to school? You should get her married.
Sam didn't expect to be universally welcomed when he began his project. But there were some problems for which even his 35 years in tough-talking boardrooms did not prepare him.
Anybody who is perceived being financially well-to-do is a target for kidnapping. My car was attacked, but fortunately my driver kept his senses and somehow he got out and I escaped.
Despite all this, he says he has no regrets.
I saw only that cause need to be taken care of, and I am going to take care. And in the process, if something happens, I have lived a good life.
Currently, Sam has 260 students in his school. By the fall, he expects that number to increase to 700. But he says he has much more to do. Eventually, he hopes to build schools for 10,000 girls on the land that he owns. For NPR News, this is Mandy Cunningham in New Delhi.